Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is a team-building exercise that can help your small business employees decouple from their smartphones, and the top three benefits that today's recent college grads want from their employers. Those stories after this.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
The focus of knitting used to be producing a hat, blanket, or sweater, and it used to matter that you knit them the right way. Today, knitting companies and experts say it's about the journey, not the destination, and are promoting the craft as a way to keep phone-addicted hands and minds occupied but calm. This is relevant as a practice for small business employees looking perhaps to decompress. It's also become a bit of a small business opportunity for those who provide knitting services. Knitters can now learn how to turn their work into meditations, as it's called. It's a story by Ellen Byron, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Ellen, what have you found?
I'm finding that there's this new wave inside the knitting world, which is people knitting for the sake of knitting and not necessarily knitting to achieve a final product. I think a lot of people are looking for ways to keep their minds and hands busy that don't, and in a way that doesn't involve a screen. And so companies are hiring, I found one knitting instructor who offers workshops, and this allows employees to learn a new way to relax that doesn't involve their email, social media, or any other digital distraction. It's just a way of unwinding.
Because your hands are doing sort of muscle memory stuff, so you're not really thinking about it?
Yes, eventually. You do learn muscle memory, and you get into what some people call the flow, where time just passes without you necessarily noticing it. I also found a woman who leads a session called Meditation, and she believes that once you really get the hang of some basic knitting, keep it simple, and then just knit for the sake of knitting.
Is it easy to do?
Well, I saw some frustration certainly at the beginning of some of these sessions, but then ultimately you really did see people relax and unwind.
We're speaking with Ellen Byron, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece entitled, In Mindful Knitting, It's the Journey, Not the Scarf. Wow. So ultimately, is it designed to give you something to do at home, perhaps, instead of picking up your phone like on a weekend or later at night?
Yes, and there are places where you can go to try to form a knitting habit at home each day. One woman runs a website called Knit Om, which is taking some words from yoga, and she offers a commit to knit program where each day for 30 days you get an email from her encouraging you to knit for the sake of knitting and offering different ideas and tips on how to make that happen. But yes, this is one goal is just to knit for the sake of knitting a little bit each day as a way to rest your mind, rest your head, rest your hands, and then ultimately maybe you do get a scarf out of the deal too.
Thanks, Ellen. Wall Street Journal reporter Ellen Byron. More after this. Owning your own business can be so rewarding, but also really lonely and stressful. If you don't have anyone to consult with, it's hard to know if you're making the right decisions. That's why you need the Alternative Board, also known as TAB, a group of business owners and experts in your area that you can turn to for advice. TAB has been helping owners and CEOs of privately held businesses for close to 30 years with their business owner advisory boards. Each board is made up of up to 10 local non-competing business leaders. You meet together for 4 hours each month to discuss business issues and opportunities. You'll get valuable feedback and support, plus coaching between meetings. Having a TAB membership can make a huge difference for your business. Members report better work-life balance and a greater ability to deal with day-to-day operations. Plus, a TAB survey showed that their members surpassed the average sales revenues of privately held businesses by 2.5 times. Learn more about getting matched to the Alternative Board near you at my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Go now, and you'll also receive an ebook on 25 timeless principles of exceptional businesses, usually $16.95, but my listeners get it for free. Get started today at thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. This year, it's projected that nearly 2 million students will graduate with a bachelor's degree. As they enter the job market and evaluate the employment opportunities before them, student loan debt is weighing on their minds. It's a concern that small business owners looking to hire need to keep in mind. The finding is from a Mavey poll on behalf of the American Institute of CPAs among millennials who graduated from college in the last 24 months or will graduate in the next 12. When asked to choose the top three benefits that would most help them achieve their financial goals, young adult job seekers' top two choices focused on the traditional benefits of health insurance and paid time off. Student loan forgiveness was the third most cited option. This priority placed on paying off student loans may lead some new graduates to pursue careers in public service, where student loan forgiveness is a more common incentive. Nearly two-thirds of young adult job seekers have student loan debt with an average of about $33,000. Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate the entire onboarding process, creating a better experience for employees and freeing you to focus on the human part of your job. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/onboarding. Kronos. Workforce innovation that works. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.